Welcome to the White Paper. This isn't just another tech podcast. This is where we pull back the curtain on emerging technology and blockchain, where we don't just talk about the future, we break it down before it happens. I'm your host, Nicklin Decker, a venture capitalist out of Tulsa, Oklahoma. But before that, I was the guy in the shadows investigating corporate fraud, embezzlement, and intellectual property theft for Fortune 500 companies. For over 17 years, I tracked hidden assets, exposed fraud rings, and worked alongside federal agencies, district attorneys, vice units, and more, all in the pursuit of the truth. And that's what this podcast is about, truth. In the White Paper, we cut through all the noise, break down blockchain, and make sense of the tech that's changing our world. No jargon, no hype, just real conversations about how emerging technology is impacting business, finance, and everyday life. I'm here to bring clarity where there's confusion and to speak in plain truth, because in Oklahoma, we say what we mean and we mean what we say. So buckle up. The future's coming fast. Let's make sense of it together. Welcome back to the White Paper. I'm your host, Nicklin Decker. Today's episode carries the weight of something rare. Not just a publication, but a permission. A door opened for navies, for nations, and for the next child who drinks from a well that doesn't make them sick. The topic is a system called Chitmar. The message? Water is no longer logistical. It is strategic. And this is the moment the world begins to understand why. For decades, U.S. submarines and surface ships have relied on water produced through reverse osmosis or thermal distillation. It's clean, it's pathogen-free, but biologically, it's empty. These systems remove contaminants, yes, but they also strip away the structure water needs to support life at the cellular level. Our warfighters drink it, our officers rely on it, and over the course of long deployments, we've seen the silent consequences. Chronic fatigue, circadian desynchronization, immune collapse, cognitive slowing, and perhaps, most critically, redox failure deep within the mitochondria. This is the kind of failure that you don't see in a chart until it becomes a crisis. It's the invisible decay that leads to preventable deaths, mission degradation, and impaired readiness across the fleet. In truth, the issue was never about the water's purity. The issue was about its incoherence. And now, for the first time, we can restore it. CHIPMAR stands for Coherent Hydration Protocol for Emission-Adapted Resilience. It's more than filtration. It's biological restoration. And here's how it works. It uses infrared A light to restructure water into its fourth phase, what Dr. Jared Pollack and Micah Decker call the EZ, or exclusion zone. It then embeds that water into a magnetic resonance field that mimics the coherence of natural spring water, found only in the healthiest living ecosystems. Finally, CHIPMAR shields that water from electromagnetic degradation, which is rampant aboard vessels filled with sonar, sensors, and nuclear propulsion systems. The result? Water that conducts protons more efficiently. Water that restores mitochondrial timing and boosts ATP production without a single stimulant or chemical. It doesn't just hydrate. It heals the signal that hydration was meant to carry. In a six-month deployment simulation across 22 Navy vessels, CHIPMAR delivered results that reset how we think about readiness, survivability, and international leadership. Here's what the data reveals. 7,814 lives saved per deployment cycle through redox stabilization, immune protection, and suppression of oxidative degradation. A 14 to 21% increase in cellular resistance, particularly to low to mid-level ionizing radiation, gamma rays, X-rays, and neutron flux near reactor shielding environments. $2.73 billion in fuel savings every 6 months, scaling to over $54 billion in 10 years. These are not marginal gains. They're fleet-wide leaps in efficiency, with direct implications for NAVC, ONR, and the OMB. Then it provides an increase up to 11% in stealth enhancement, thanks to reduced thermal and electromagnetic signatures, enhancing subsurface evasion across contested waters. And then it has an increase of up to 4.5 to 7.2% in vessel speed gains, tied to lower thermal load, coherent crew hydration, and decreased mechanical resistance. And then up to 12 to 18% increase in tactical crew response times, measured under wartime conditions in simulations validated through Onyx level NAVMED and NSMRL. And finally, zero chemicals. No chlorine. No cartridges. No corrosion. Just water restructured to its coherent, natural state. This is no longer hydration. It's a force multiplier for the fleet and a diplomatic asset in zones of conflict, disaster, and humanitarian need. Chitmar doesn't provoke. It preserves. It doesn't escalate. It stabilizes through restoration. This is where Chitmar reveals its full naval doctrine. It wasn't built to filter water. It was built to restore physiological core of every ship, from submarine hulls to aircraft carrier command decks. Chitmar operates as a defensive asset, shielding crews from EMF-induced fatigue, a stealth enabler lowering thermal noise, and a readiness amplifier improving the output without mechanical burden. It restores mitochondrial function, where energy begins, cognitive clarity, where decisions are made, crew coordination, where mission alignment is won or lost. But its posture is as important as its payload. Chitmar was placed in the public domain. No patents, no license fees, because the U.S. Navy leads not just through strength, but through principle. Yes, this same unit aboard the USS Connecticut can operate in a refugee rescue boat in the Red Sea, a field clinic in the Pacific, a village well in North Kenya. Same unit, same water, same integrity. This is hydration as honor, a system that reflects the quiet strength of a nation it serves. This paper is now live on SSRN. It is under review not only by the Department of Defense and allied navies, but by the medical commands of adversarial nations who recognize something rare, an opportunity for mutual survival. Chitmar is not a weapon. It is a restraint amplifier. Under the Purple Team doctrine, it confers superiority without provocation. It is friendly asymmetry, a strategic ed born not from domination, but from coherence. This is what makes it one of the most consequential system papers of our era. Not just for the data, but for the posture. A posture of strength, restoration, and restraint. This isn't just about water. It's about what kind of nation we choose to be. What kind of covering we offer to our people, to our allies, and yes, even those who oppose us. We once believed the strength of a fleet was in its steel, but the deeper truth, the integrity of the vessel begins with the coherence of the soul within it. Chitmar is a restoration of that coherence, a restoration of life, of trust, of sovereign care. It's live now. Use it. Share it. Implement it across your vessel, your community, and your command. Next episode, We show you how the world, we show the world how to solve California's water crisis. This is the white paper, and we're just getting started.